谢主刚刚给我们的美好的见证。
Thanks, Lord, for the wonderful testimonies.
Yeah, 让我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
在我们祷告之前，让我们先用两分钟来数算我们的祝福，求神向神感恩。
Before we pray together, let's take 2 minutes to count our blessings and give thanks to God.
爱我们的天父，感谢你每天对我们的关爱，我们为刚才提到的所有的事情感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that you are a God who loves us. We thank you for loving us each day, and we thank you for everything that we just, all the blessings that we just counted.
耶稣，我们感谢你为我们而死，为我们复活。
We thank you for dying, and resurrecting for us.
感谢主耶稣的平安与喜乐，以及你的教导和你生活的榜样。
We thank you for your peace and joy, and for everything that you teach us, and for your living example.
我们感谢圣灵的智慧、引领和耐心。我们感谢你每天的力量和安慰。
We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your wisdom, your guidance, and your patience. And we thank you for your strength and comfort each and every day.
亲爱的上帝，帮助我们不仅要成为一个感恩的人，而且成为一个帮助他人获得你的祝福并成为感恩的人。
Help us not only to be thankful people, but also people who help each other to receive your blessings and help each other become more thankful.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name.
感恩节我们来讲这个做感恩的人哈。
On Thanksgiving, we're going to talk about becoming thankful people.
但在这开始我要先问你们你知道什么真理帮助我们拥有较好的人生吗？
As we start, do you know what truths you have to help build a better life? What are some things you can think of that help you have a better life?
知道满足。
知道满足，谢谢。我是立刻想到说要睡觉睡得够。
The first thing I thought about was sleeping enough.
现在人都很注重健康嘛，有人那个说，哎呀，要，尤其我们上了年纪，说身体要健康，要做运动。
Nowadays, everyone is very concerned with being healthy, and especially older people, we want to exercise and be physically healthy.
然后说要吃的健康嘛，哈。
And to eat healthy.
那当我们武峰讲这个要满足，就想到我们心灵的一部分了，哈。
And as we talk about feeling full and happy.
Yeah, 我们要常常喜乐，我们还有就是说我们要有很好的人际关系嘛，也帮助我们人生好哈。
We want to be happy and make sure that we have good personal relationships.
然后我们信主人更说我们要有爱心嘛，要爱我们生命才好。
And as Christians, we talk about being full of love.
那你知道吗？根据这个心理学跟社会学这个做的这种多年的研究哈，他们说经常感恩的成人哈，他们这个先是对大人来，就会比较那些不感恩的人呢，他有更多的精力，他更乐观，他 他有更多的社交这种联系，他跟人也更好，他也更快乐。
According to many years of research by psychologists and sociologists, adults who are more grateful or more frequently grateful have more energy, optimism, more social connections, and happiness than those who are not grateful or as grateful.
对，所以这些经常感恩的人呢，他们比较不会觉得这种心情低落啦、压抑啦，他也比较不嫉妒啦、贪婪啊，也不会酗酒哈，就是做醉酒。
People who are more grateful are less likely to be depressed or envious, greedy, or and less likely to become alcoholics or addicted to other things.
他们说呢，比较感恩的人，他们甚至赚钱赚得更多，而且呢，他们睡觉睡得也比较好，也他们会也会比较做经常做运动啊，而且他们的免疫力会比较强哈，这个对于这个病毒免疫力也更强。
People who are more grateful also tend to earn more money, sleep better, exercise more, and have better immunity against sickness.
那是做这种研究，他们也到大学啊，对学生做研究，他们就把这个100多个学生呢招来分成3组。那一组呢就要他们呢，这个每一个礼拜写下5件这个感恩的事情，连续10个礼拜哦。然后第二组呢，就叫他们写这个不高兴的事哈、啊，他们让他们不高兴的事。那第三组就随便他们写什么事情啊，分成这样3组来叫他们10个礼拜，每个礼拜都做这样的事。
One of the studies that they've done, they randomly split up 100 college students and then broke them up into 3 groups. One group, they had people write down 10 things that they're grateful for. So 5 things they're grateful for. Every day, and then a group that wrote 5 things that they that were not good things, things that they were not happy about, and then a control group of another for the 3rd group, and then they tracked how they did over 10 weeks and had a survey at the beginning and the end.
那在这10个礼拜里面，之前还有中间呢，还有之后，他们都要求他们对于有做详细的填表和他们的身体状况以及心理状况。
And so before and during and after the 10 weeks, they had all the people in the study like answer a lot of questions about how they were doing physically and psychologically and just their kind of day-to-day habits as well.
那结果呢，那个每周写这些感恩的事情啊，他们比较少有身体的问题，也不会抱怨他们身体不舒服啦，他们也真的做，这些人会比较做运动，他们也对整个生活他们都会觉得挺好的，对呀，比较对生活感觉挺好。
The people who were in the group where they were writing down things that they were grateful for tended to report less complaints about their physical body, about things that are going on. They exercised more, they were more healthy, they just had a more optimistic view on life.
所以类似这样的做研究呢，对不同的年纪、不同的group都有做这样，那结果都是认同的。就他们对不同的年纪、不同的族群，他们有做类似的这样子的研究，结果都证明感恩的人都是会比较好。
They did similar studies with people of different age groups and different situations, and they all found very similar results.
我们今天读这经文嘛，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》什么，要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Today the scripture 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
你就知道爱我们的神，要我们生活里面充满的感谢，凡事谢恩哈。
So you know that the God who loves us wants us to give thanks in all circumstances.
这无可置疑的，感恩是有永美好生命的一个诀要。在这感恩节，我就向大家推荐3个帮助我们感恩、做感恩人的方法。
So being grateful is one of the secrets to a good life. And so today we're going to, on Thanksgiving weekend, we're going to talk about3 things around being grateful.
Yeah, 我们用这三个方位，第一个就是培养感恩的习惯哈。
The first one is about cultivating a habit of gratitude.
第二，我们要习练凡事都要谢恩。
Second is constantly practice giving thanks in all circumstances.
那第三个就是从经历中获得感恩的力量。
Third is from your experience gain the power of gratitude.
我们呢，应该把感恩操练成我们每天的这个生活习惯。
We should make expressing gratitude something that we do every day, a habit.
人都常常把平安啊、顺利啊、健康以及生活中好的这些人事物啊看为当然，而且对任何不如意、不好的事的人事物，我们就立刻会就会批评、就会抱怨啊、就会指责。
People tend to think or see like peace and things going well as just kind of your normal day to day and what should happen, and then anytime something doesn't happen well, you complain and start focusing on the negative.
我知道我们个性都不一样了，有些人比较乐观，有些人比较悲观嘛。
I know our personalities are all different. Some people are more optimistic and some people are more pessimistic.
但我们不管自己的个性怎么样，我们都应该来操练，每天清早起来啊，就想这为这新的一天感谢嘛。
But no matter what our personality is, we should try to every day wake up and focus on something that we're grateful for, like the new day.
每一天都是新的。
Every day is a new day.
如果面临我们今天很忙啊，忙碌一天，我们要感谢神啊，神这个，我们可以展现我们的才干能力的机会嘛，我们会过一个很充实的一天。
If your day is going to be a really busy day, you can be thankful that you are someone who has the ability to do a lot of things and use that talent in a lot of different ways, and that's why your day is busy.
Yeah. 那我们如果今天会比较轻松哈，我们可以感谢神啊，我们可以轻松的来愉快的来休闲过一天。
And if your day is more relaxed, you can be thankful for the more relaxed day that you have to rest.
那晴天阳光普照，哇，很好，我们出入也方便。
On a sunny day, you can be thankful for the ease at which just the day is because it's comfortable outside.
那下雨呢？下雨不要说低沉嘛，下雨的雨水滋润大地啊，尤其夏天的时候，你就不必浇水嘛，在草地不必浇草。
And if it's a rainy day, you can be thankful that you don't have to water your lawn.
我们要好好的。就是要这样的操练，不要啊，因为太阳天我就哎呀今天很热啦，下雨天哎呀今天很烦啦，很不方便出门啦，老是抱怨啦。
We have to practice looking at the positive. We don't want to be someone who, when it's sunny outside, say, oh, it's so hot. When it's rainy, it's complain that it's so rainy, and just focus on things to complain about.
我们开车的时候，如果交通好吗，我们就好高兴，感谢这个交通很顺畅。
If you're driving and it's a very smooth drive with no traffic, then you can be thankful that it's easy.
那堵车的时候，你说，哎呀，还好我有油啊 ，right？ 哎，我车子挺好，不抛锚嘛。尤其车祸，我没有出车祸嘛，啊，我们都有感恩的事。
Be thankful that there's no car accident or that your car is driving well.
最好呢，你甚至养成习惯，每天写下三件感恩的事情，或者在睡前祷告的时候啊，做些感恩的祷告，这样更好。
What would be great if we could all write down three things that we're grateful for, either in the morning or before we go to bed, as part of our prayer.
Yeah, 我们要就是养成习惯啊，用这样操练我们的这个。操练我们这个大脑都很熟悉，我们是特别会看生活中的美好，不是老是挑剔看生活中的不好呀。
Yeah, we actually have to train our brain to be better at recognizing the things that are good versus focusing on the things that are negative.
那这个养成习惯中，我第二个要说啊，要操练向人说谢谢。
As part of cultivating the habit of gratitude, we should also practice saying thanks to people directly.
我们都知道感恩影响我们跟神跟人的关系啊，对我们都有很大的影响。
We all know that our ability to have gratitude impacts our relationship with God and with other people.
向神，如果我们时常说谢谢啊，向神说谢谢，帮助我们更能够感受到神的爱，也更坚固我们的信心。
If we're able to say thanks to God for lots of different things, we're more able to appreciate what God is doing for us, and it strengthens our faith as well.
那我们对人常常说谢谢啊，表达我们的感激。其实在说我们谢谢，加添了对方的价值哈，也增进了我们彼此的关系。
And if you say thanks more regularly to people, it helps make them feel good, but also help build the relationship that you have with them.
有一个爸爸呢，他有个很可爱懂事的孩子哈，爸爸叫他做什么事呢，他都会立刻用很好的态度啊，就好好的去做。
The story of a dad with a son who had a very obedient son who would always happily do anything that the dad asked him to do.
这爸爸每次都会跟这个乖孩子说谢谢。
The dad would always say thank you to his obedient son.
那有些这个孩子就问爸爸，爸爸，你叫我做事，我是你儿子嘛，我乖乖做事都是应该的，你为什么每次还要跟我说谢谢呀？
So one day the son asked him, oh, why do you say thank you to me when that's what I should do to be a good obedient son?
这爸爸就回答说啊，是啊，乖小孩是应该听爸爸的话，爸爸说什么你就乖乖的去做啊。但爸爸是谢谢你愿意做个乖孩子啊，谢谢你用这样的好的态度来帮爸爸做事啊。因为你可以选择不乖的，你可以也可以用一个臭拉张长脸去做这些事情，让爸爸不是很高兴啊。
So the dad said, well, yes, you should be obedient and listen and do what I ask, but I also want to thank you for that every time because you could do it with a long face or just really reluctantly and unhappily when you go do it, or choose not to do it. And so I want to thank you for that.
我们常常听人说，我们的朋友，哎，不要客气了，不用说谢哈，越熟的朋友，越亲的家人哈，我们越说啊，不要谢哈，我们都说不必谢。
A lot of times people will say like, oh, it's not a problem, don't worry about it, it's nothing, no big deal. When people say thanks to them.
结果我们真的不说了。
And then so people maybe stop saying things.
你知道这样会不小心遗忘和丢弃了我们感恩之情，而将别人的这些所有的好哈。我们视为当然啊，我们会变成一个不知感恩的人呢、啊。
And so if that happens, people then maybe don't focus on, you know, reminding everyone that oh, this was something good that you did for me, and then we just think that it's just something that should happen, and then we stop being grateful for a lot of things.
你想想，这可能常常是家人之间的困难啊。我们越来越不感谢对方对我们做的好。反而不小心还挑对方没有做对我们够好啊。
This can happen a lot of times within a family where you're instead of saying thank you for all the things that you are doing for each other, you tend to actually point out the things that you're not doing for each other and focus on that instead.
所以我们要用说谢谢来开始操练，让我们的心思里面常常就想到对方对我们的好。而发出感恩之情，不管是对父母、对配偶，还是对我们的小孩啊。
So verbally, we should practice verbally saying thank you to help remind ourselves of the things that we are actually should be grateful for, be it to our parents or our family members or our kids.
这样说谢谢，这不是见外啊，而是爱的表现。
Saying thank you is a show of love.
养成习惯呢，我们还有就是常常回顾人生，数算恩典啊，这也是一个要养成的一个习惯，不是在感恩节就一年做一次啊。
Another habit is to make sure that we're looking back at things that have happened and making sure to count our blessings for those things.
当然，感恩节是一个很好的机会，提醒我们回顾过去这一年神是如何的直接或借着人的手哈。借着人家的来赐恩给我们，唤起我们心里 对神啊对人的感激之情而带出了这种感恩的思想言语行为哈，所以感恩节是非常好的。
Yeah, Thanksgiving is good. We should use it to help remind ourselves of the things that we're grateful for and to use the time that we have with each other in order to express that thankfulness. But it shouldn't be the only time that we are thinking about things that we're thankful for.
所以不只是看到现在，甚至看到我们这一生啊，刚 Andrew 的见证就是很好的例子哈。
Before Brother Andrew's testimony was a good example of this, where he was expressing gratitude and thankfulness for his whole life, everything as he looked back, not just things that are happening right now.
常做这样人生回顾的感恩，不仅帮助我们自己更能在生活中知恩感恩，成为一个感恩的人，也借着这种见证哈与分享，帮助别人也成为一个感恩的人的。
Looking back on different ways that God has helped us or things that we should be thankful for help us to become more grateful people in the present, but also sharing about that and giving testimony helps others also grow in their thankfulness.
那我们来到第二个哈，第二个我说行凡事感恩哈。
We're coming to the second point, which is to constantly practice giving thanks in all circumstances.
刚刚我们读的经文知道啊，神是要我们在任何情况任何事情都来感恩哈。
On the passage that we read earlier, it said that we should give thanks in all circumstances.
对不信主的人可能就觉得不合理哈，这种要求是这么不合理。
For non-Christians, this might feel like it just doesn't really make sense. To have to do that in all circumstances.
但对神的儿女，我们应该知道这是神在爱中对我们的期许，对我们的希望。
But as Christians, as sons and daughters of God, we should know that this is His hope for us that we're able to do this in all circumstances.
因为凡事谢恩，帮助我们能更正确地面对任何的处境与挑战，而能成长，能更看出。神的智慧跟他奇妙的作为，能更明白神的旨意，而能活出我们美好灿烂的生命。
Because being able to see the good and give thanks in all circumstances helps us to confront the hard things and challenges in our life, and then also help us to really understand God's wisdom and the amazing things that He's doing even in the midst of trouble and challenges.
当在顺境中哈，我们大觉得在顺利的时候啊，有这种感恩的意念呢，我们就比较容易嘛。但确实常常我们忽略在顺境中感恩的重要。
When it might feel like it is easier to do this when things are well, but it's also still very important.
我们都很习惯生活中顺利嘛。因为生活中一帆风顺哈，我们往往不认为这是上帝给我们特别的祝福、特别的礼物的。
We've all experienced times in our life where things were going very smoothly, and we have probably not really thought about how those were gifts from God or things that God blessed us with.
顺利的时候，我们好像看不到神特别的保护、特别的引领。我们那个也看不到他引领我们到青草地上，到我们可爱惜的水边啊，这些我们都觉得是理所当然，看不到神的引领一样。
When things are going well, it's hard to see God's like special care or His special help to lead us to green pastures or to streams of water.
若是在顺境中，我们都把这些事情看为理所当然啊，视为当然。就把一切的顺利都归，甚至哈，很糟糕，我们都归给自己的功劳哈，自己的努力，自己的聪明，自己是很幸运，很幸运啊，我们也没想到来感恩呢。这样，一碰到了困难，一碰到了不顺利，结果是吧，我们就怨天尤人了，我们甚至信心就软弱了。
If we think about how all this, like when things are going well and the smooth things are not from God and they're just what should be and then and maybe even start thinking that that's all because of your own hard work or your own abilities, then when you do face something that is hard, then it really will show like a more or weak faith, and you won't be able to kind of handle or deal with the circumstance.
我们一定其实真的一定要在顺境当中好好养成感恩的习惯。
We have to practice giving thanks when things are going well.
第二就是在逆境中了哈，在逆境中，如果我们在顺境中都不知道感恩时碰到逆境啊，我们更是无法做到了哈。
If the second thing is when giving thanks when we are in adversity, but if we don't even know how to give thanks when things are going well, then it'll be that much harder when things are not going well.
首先我们要知道在逆境中感恩需要我们改变我们这个常理下面对不幸这些困难啊这些不好的事情或者让我们生气的事情我们要有不同的态度的。
When we are facing adversity, we have to understand that we have to have a different perspective and a different attitude towards what's happening.
我举两个例子哈。
Two examples.
那个Matthew Henry 啊，就是一个圣经学者哈。他呢，有一次他的钱包给人家拿走了。
One example, Matthew Henry, who is a Bible scholar, one time he got his wallet stolen.
那他在就是在反思这件事情的时候呢，他就写下了下面几项感恩的事。
And when he was thinking about the fact that he got his wallet stolen, he wrote down a few things to be thankful for.
他说第一，这是第一次啊，他以前没有抢过我。
Number one, that he had never had his wallet stolen before.
他第二呢，他拿走我的钱包啊，没有拿走我的性命哈。
Second was that he got his wallet stolen, but the person didn't take his life.
然后呢，他说拿去的东西还好，也不太多了，里面没有太多钱。
Third thing, he said, what he did steal, it wasn't really that much anyways, not that much money, not anything else really.
另外说，哎呀，很感恩啊，那个这个做抢劫的人啊，不是我，是别人抢，不是我去抢别人啊，我是个好人啊。
And the fourth thing was that thankful for that he wasn't the robber or in a situation where he had to rob versus he was the one who was robbed.
另外我要讲一个例子，就是有一个牧师的小孩，他生下来的时候那个接生的医生呢很不小心，让他这个脑部的神经受了伤以后，他就到了五岁。他都身体都软软的啊，身体都，然后他也一辈子都不能够像正常人这样说话。
Second story is of a pastor's daughter, who when she was born, there was complications with the way the doctor gave that brought the baby out and led her to have cerebral palsy, and basically she couldn't really move.Her muscles well for the first 5 years of her life and couldn't really and still can't speak very well or normally.
但他却靠着他信仰以及他这个毅力啊，他后来读书来美国还拿了一个他画画画得很好，他拿了一个艺术的博士哈，然后到处的跟人家演讲啊，帮助人。
But due to her faith in God and also her perseverance, she was able to actually pursue and receive a doctorate in arts in the U.S. and then actually use her situation to share her testimony about what her life was like to a lot of different people.
那有一次在她的讲座啊，她的演讲的时候，就有一个人啊提出了一个问题，他就说啊。黄美莲博士啊，他叫黄美莲嘛，哈，黄美莲博士，你从小长成这个样子，他因为是 muscle 有点亮，然后看起来不好看嘛，来啊，请问你，你看你怎么看你自己啊？你都没有怨恨吗？
One of her talks, someone in the audience asked her, "How do you see yourself?" Do you have any resentment for what your life is like, given the challenges and everything that you've faced, and just like the physical deformity and everything that she has to deal with?
听完了这个问题啊，这个黄美莲博士就拿了粉笔在这个板上很用力的写我怎么看我自己，然后我就回来跟大家笑一笑。
And so in response to the question, she turned to the blackboard and then wrote, how do I see myself? She wrote it with chalk on the blackboard and then turned around and smiled.
然后呢她又转回去就开始写了，一句一句的就慢慢的写在这个黑板上哈。
And then she started writing very slowly on the blackboard.
第一，我很可爱。
Number one, I'm very cute.
第二，我的腿长很漂亮。
Number two, my long legs are very pretty.
第三，我爸爸妈妈很爱我。
Number three, my parents really love me.
第四，说上帝是这么的爱我。
Four, God really loves me.
第五，我很会画画，他得博士了啊！我很会画画，我很会写稿哈。
Number five, I'm really good at art and I can write papers.
他写了很多。
I've written a lot of papers.
他写完了，就回头又跟大家笑一笑。
After writing all of those on the board, she turned around and smiled again.
然后又回头又去写了些字。
And she turned around to write more on the blackboard.
他说什么呢？
And what did she write?
他说，我只看我所拥有的，我不看我没有的。
She wrote, I only see what I have and not what I don't have.
我们要知道这种态度的改变哈，不是我们就是说喜欢世人不喜欢的东西哈。那些不喜欢的呢，我们也一样不喜欢啊。
This change in attitude is not to suddenly say, oh, we should just like or be happy about things that are not good.
这种态度改变也不是说我们就要学习那些阿 Q 精神啊，随便就换位思想想想，傻傻的就是自己安慰自己啊，说那么都很好。
This is not to say that you should be kind of like delusional about your experience and just think everything is great even when it's not great.
这种改变是因为我们对神的信心。
This change in attitude is tied to our faith in God.
相信神是爱，神爱我们。
Believing that God is love and that God loves us.
相信神是好，神对我们好。
Believing that God is good and that God gives us good things.
相信神对我们一切的应许。
We'll follow through on his promises for us.
你相信神，他的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
I'm believing that God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
也相信罗马书八章二十八节这边讲的，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And to also believe what is written in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him.
我知道在世上有许许多多的这些悲剧，很惨的事情，很难过的事情啊，许多不是我们能够了解，不是我们能明白，我们可能永远不知道，想不出有任何的好的原因。
I know there are lots of tragedies and very sad things in this world that we'll never be able to understand, even if we try to understand why it happened.
你知道，那神是爱，神是好，这都不是他的希望，也不是他的计划的。
But God is love and God is good, and these horrible things are not His plan or His hope.
是我们活在这个，因为人犯罪以后被神 curse。在神的 wrath， 在神的愤怒与咒诅之下的世界上。
But we live in a broken world due to sin, and so there are consequences to that.
这些不好的事情都会发生。
So a lot of horrible things will still happen.
天灾人祸，因着人的不好，导致因为环境的灾害，都会临到意外，都会灾来。
Both because people choose to do horrible things or also natural disasters.
但我常常鼓励弟兄姊妹在困境中能够看到，在哪怕在困境中看到他的好处。
And I encourage everyone to, even in the midst of adversity, to see what good could come from it.
有些事情还比较容易哈，有些事情
Something's easier.
我们可以借着祷告神的帮助，我们甚至很容易的看到神怎么借着这样的事情来帮助我们。
Yeah, some things are easier where it's more clear that how the hardship actually can lead to something good.
首先帮助我们就更亲近神嘛。
Some things will help us get closer to God.
要帮助我们更来坚固我们的信心哈，要更信靠顺服。刚刚我们弟兄那歌一样。
Help. There are also things that will help us to trust God more and to build our faith.
Yeah. 那有时候甚至我们看到，哎，有更好的结果，神奇妙的安排哈。
And sometimes even the result is better than what we thought could happen before.That there's even a more beautiful result.
有时候也清楚地看到神借着这些塑造了我们的品德，建造塑造了我们的成为更好的人。
And sometimes these things can also help build our character to become better people.
但有些我们真的不明白的。
But some things we really don't understand.
有些我们看不见神的计划，也不是神的计划。
And some things we might not be able to see God's plan, or really wasn't God's plan.
但我们却能够看到主恩够用，神一直眷顾着我们。
But we can still see how God is there with us throughout the adversity, and how He is walking and comforting us.
所以，像我们面临这些事情，我们要感恩我们有一位爱我们的神。
So when we face these things, we still should be thankful that we have a God who loves us.
要感恩神竟然许可让我们面临这些甚至我们无法接受明白的困苦里面，神会从里面，就像我们讲的，把咒诅变成了祝福，成为我们的帮助，或者成为我们被神塑造的，成为别人的帮助。
So that even in hardships, God is able to take that and make that something beautiful or help you grow from that experience that will then help you later or help other people through that experience.
相信这位全真全爱的神。
Believing in this all-loving God.
这样就来到我们的最后一点哈，建议大家用的就是从经历中获得感恩的力量。
This brings us to the third and final point, gaining the power of gratitude from our experience.
从经历中获得感恩的力量，是我们这个常常回想在我们一生中所遭遇的不幸、患难、挑战，这些种种的这些不好的事情，神是如何的安慰我们。
This is being able to look back on our experiences of hardships and being able to see God in all those parts still loving and walking with us.
他安慰我们，他又怎么样的坚固了我们的信心？
How he comforted us and how he helped build our faith.
让我们看到神是怎么样的让我们真的经历到主恩是够用的。
And how we continue to understand how God is enough.
让我们也能够经历神的大能，看到神的荣耀。
And how through our experience we can see God's power and His glory.
有时候我们看到神有更好的安排啊，让我们相信神的道路就是高过我们的道路。
Sometimes we can see how God's plan was better than our plan, and that we're able to help.Further our understanding that God's way is better than our way.
有时候让我们更来，不只是一个经句我们背的，而更是亲身的体经历，说是万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。OK， 就是更不只是头脑知道，而是我们的 experience 这个。
Yes, okay. So having experiences that not only let us believe it because it's just a, like what we should believe in our heads, but also experience it so that we fully believe that God is for us.
我们刚这种感恩见证哈，像刚刚经验做的美好的见证就是一个很好的例子。经过这些事情，我们回顾了，那不是只是感谢这件事情，这件事情会成为我们以后面临任何困难的一个力量。
Before Sister Jean, the testimony is a good example where it wasn't just a thankfulness for what God did in that specific experience, but also an experience that will help in future situations to understand that God is there to help make the impossible possible.
感恩是一种超然的力量的。
Gratitude is a superpower.
他们能够从过去的经历中看到神的爱、神的大能以及神奇妙的作为。
It allows us to see God's love, God's power, and His miraculous work from our past experiences.
感恩的人不仅能够从感恩中获得力量，而且能够用自己的观点，就 perspective 跟见证，唤起帮助人家有感恩的心，帮助那些在困境中的人呢，信心得到坚固，然后就获得力量。
People who have gratitude can not only get power from gratitude, but also use their perspective and testimonies to help bring out gratitude in other people, and then also help those who need, you know, who are in trouble or need help, and to give them more strength as they face the difficulties that they have in their lives.
我们基督徒都会庆祝圣诞节嘛。因为耶稣降生帮助我们认识神以及他的爱，耶稣的降生带给世人希望。
Christians love celebrating Christmas because it's a representation of God's love sending His Son to earth, and then also it gives us new hope that for Christians.
基督徒也喜欢庆祝复活节，因为耶稣不仅为我拯救我们呢，死在十字架上，向我们彰显了他的爱。
Christians also love Easter, because Jesus dying on the cross for us just shows the depth of His love for us.
而且他复活，证明他是生命的主，他赐给凡信靠他的人的新生命，是一个能够蒙恩且能够活出，就是付出爱、接受爱、付出爱的一个生命。
But also His resurrection indicates His power over death and His power over life and enables us to live a life that is both receiving and giving of love.
我再次强调，我们领受的新生命是一个爱的生命，这个爱的生命不但能够感受到爱、接受爱，而且能付出爱。
I'll say again, this new life that we receive is one of love and allows us toreceive love and to give love to others.
基督徒也应该喜欢庆祝这个感恩节，因为呢，在感恩节我们欢聚一堂，怀着喜乐感恩的心来数算我们的所领受的恩典。
Christians should also love celebrating Thanksgiving, because it is a time where we can come together in family and community to really see what God has done for us, and the ways that He has blessed our lives.
这是一个机会哈，是我们表达对神啊，还有对那些对我们付出爱的人的感激之情的一个机会。
This is an opportunity for us to share our gratitude with God and to those around us and those who love us.
这个节日呢，唤起我们在喜乐中。以爱来回应神的爱与人的爱。
In this time, we're able to display our gratitude to God and to those that we love.
这是神希望我们的嘛？就是神其实就是希望我们天天都是在喜乐里面回应对神的爱、对人的爱， 这样是我们的一个态度，也应该是我们生活的一个样式。
This is what God hopes for us, every day, that we are able to do this and that this becomes part of our lives and a habit of our lives.
因为感恩就是一种在爱里面的一种思想言语行为。
Gratitude is actually a way of displaying love in the way that we think and the way in our actions as well.
这个感恩呢，使我们这个爱的生命能够健康的活出我们爱的本性呢。
Gratitude is a way that we're able to live out our lives of love.
这个爱的本性哈，我们的生命本来就是一个爱哈，爱的这个本性，活出来就是让我们爱神爱人，而且爱神所创造的一起这个美好的世界。
This is our life's nature of love inside of us, that we are able to love God, each other, and creation.
这种爱的本性帮助我们会活得更美好灿烂。
Having a life of love helps us to live a more abundant life.
这也是为什么心理学家、社会学家做了一大堆的研究以后说，原来证实了感恩是我们拥有美好生命的诀要哈。
And this is why all those studies and those researchers have found that being grateful is a secret to a better life.
我们今天一起来思想的了解，更了解了这感恩的重要对我们生命的影响。我们就不要只在感恩节感恩啦，我们应该天天感恩，凡事感恩，做个感恩的人，来活出我们美好灿烂的生命，成为多人的祝福。
Let's be encouraged and reminded that we should be thankful, not just during Thanksgiving, but all the times that we are able to become more grateful people, to love those around us, and to help bless those around us as well.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的天父。
Our Father who loves us.
感谢你，感谢爱我们，在这感恩节期特别的提醒我们，你要我们凡事都谢恩，要我们能在感恩中更与你亲近，能更明白你的心意，更能在爱中活出爱的生命。
Thank you for loving us and reminding us on Thanksgiving that you want us to give thanks in all circumstances so that we can draw closer to you in gratitude, to understand your will better and to live out our life of love.
愿圣灵帮助我们好好的来培养感恩的习惯。
May the Holy Spirit help us cultivate a habit of gratitude.
也帮助我们习练凡事感恩。
Constantly practice giving thanks in all circumstances.
而且要帮助我们从这经历中获得感恩的力量。
And help us gain the power of gratitude from our experience.
亲爱的上帝，就是帮助我们不仅要成为一个感恩的人，而且成为一个帮助他人获得你祝福并成为感恩的人。
Dear Lord, help us not only to be thankful people, but also people who help others to receive your blessing and help and become thankful people as well.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Thank you. 我们下面唱首诗啊，没事。 成为